Hello, hello, hello. Happy Wednesday, WinJet community. This is Angelo Cisco, Team Alpha Hippie, coming to you live from San Clemente, California. Beautiful hot day here. Hope everyone's enjoying some sun wherever you are. And just remember, if it's not out there, it's always in your heart. I had a couple calls this morning already, and I wanted to talk about something that landed with both of my clients earlier that I feels in the ether, and so I would love to deliver to you guys. One of the things about entrepreneurship, podcasting, growing a business, or even any sort of project of that, is we often could get caught up in the outcome of what the score was, if we did it or didn't do, and that's really important. Yet, we must all first surrender to the idea that we are not in control of outcomes in our lives. We could have a desire, we could have a preference, yet being attached to an outcome is usually a place of suffering. And I'm going to focus this call today, and we're going to focus this message today, is on how we could affect the probability of us having a better outcome or more desired outcome. Because that is usually when I talk to entrepreneurs, CEOs, business people, even beings about their own self-worth, they are so attached to the outcome, they're not thinking about how they could affect the probability of the outcome. Now, I've grown up with this fascination with counting cards and certain things like that. I really imagine this began for me watching the movie Rain Man when I was a young man, a young boy even. Rain Man is a fantastic movie from the 80s with Dustin Hoffman and Tom Cruise, and I encourage everyone to watch it. Yet there's a part for this man who is Dustin Hoffman's character, who's autistic, and Rain Man is the name that Tom Cruise gave to him, but he pronounced, because he couldn't pronounce Raymond as a kid, and so he called him Rain Man. And he figures out that his autistic brother, although he can't, lacks many functions in the world that are quote-unquote normal, he has a gifted special ability that he could count things. And then, therefore, Tom Cruise takes advantage of it, takes him to Caesar's Palace, and they clean up a casino counting cards. And there's other movies out there, 21 and stuff like that. And what these guys do technically isn't cheating, even though the casino kicks them out of there. I'm just trying to adjust my shirt. Sorry, it's a little bit warm today, and I feel like it's riding up on my neck, which is never a comfortable situation. I play jiu-jitsu, and anyone that plays jiu-jitsu could definitely know what I'm talking about. Anyways, back to my story. So these people that go to casinos and have a skill of counting cards, they're not technically cheating. They're improving their probability to win. And so casinos, what they do to counter that is they kick you out or ban you from a casino, or you get in something called a black book, which then does not allow you into casinos because they know that you have an ability to put the odds in your favor. And it's all about putting the odds in your favor. I think it's also, too, a reference to some of the newer generation in the Hunger Games. May the odds be in your favor, and then they go do the Hunger Games. And so when we're looking at life in a desired outcome, the first thing I encourage everyone to do is, how can I set myself up to have the best probability of getting that outcome, not that you need or attach yourself to that certain outcome? So here's a football reference, too, if anyone would like to hear this even better. If I look at a football team and I have an analysis of them, if I look at them and see that they spend more time on offense than they do on defense, more snaps on offense than they do on defense, they would have a better probable chance mathematically of winning, right? If I took 80 snaps on offense, you took 20, I am more than likely, when the game is all said and done, going to win the game. Whoever gets to take the most shots more than likely would be able to win the game and score the most points. Makes sense. Yet oftentimes, when we're looking at ourselves in business, podcasting, or any venture, we're usually just trying to get to the outcome and not thinking about what is the mathematical probability for me to put, or I could put myself in, to be on offense the longest, to get this number, or to get the desired outcome, to win the competition, event, or however you frame your project or what's in front of you in the moment. Competition. And so what I like to do is help people first think about themselves in that way. And that is a posture and a mindset shift of how we look at things in our exchange of value, resources, and how we're going to actually get there. Many of us usually try to measure things with money. And although money is a wonderful resource, it is not the only way to actually win in business and with yourself and even grow into certain opportunities. So I had a gentleman that wanted to be a part of my program desperately. And he was not able to pay full price for the program. Just wasn't in the cards for him right now. And I've known this person quite a while. And so we sat down, and I'll be really bold and open with everyone. I gave him a masculine love and support. Masculine love and support versus a nurturing love and support at first is a slap, right? Soft, gentle love is usually that caress. And then masculine love, when you get it from a true nature perspective, should feel like a slap, rather insulting. Maybe challenging your ego at first, maybe making you check yourself, even causing you to be mad at the person that called you up, not out, called you up to a higher self. Because there's discomfort there. So the first sign of discomfort in all of us is to run away and resent the thing that rejected us. Now, what could be trained in you and others is a mechanism to enjoy that slap, to see that slap as love. That slap is the resistance in your business. That slap is a wife that keeps reminding you of your shortcomings. That slap is you looking at the mirror, telling yourself you need to get off your ass and stop being a fat slob and start taking care of your body. And instead of running away from that, instead of shying away from that, lean into it and start thinking of ways that you could affect and change the probability of that happening to you again so that you could actually show up in a better way and be on offense. And so I sat down with this marvelous man and I told him to stop being the P word. Okay? I trust that everyone listening on this understands what the P word is. And at first, he was really mad at me. And I said, slow down. You're not mad at me. I'm calling you up here, not out. Calling up means I'm calling you to a higher standard. Calling you out is putting you down. I'm not here to do that. So I told him before I called him the P word that I loved him. I said, so-and-so, I want you to know what I'm about to tell you comes from the utmost love and encouragement that I could provide. And he said, okay. And I said, stop being a P word. Stop acting like you don't have anything to exchange of value. Stop acting like you can't participate in something because it's about money. Figure out another way. If the door isn't open, find a window. If the window can't be open, find another way, dig under. Whatever it is, play offense in your life. There are multiple ways to win every game. Multiple. Stop being a one-trick pony. Stop believing that, oh, I just can't do it because it's this way. There are no rules. You are the bandito of your life. You make the fucking rules. Figure out ways to get what you want. Ethically, of course. Yet do not stop until you get what you want. Because I have news for everyone. The name of the game isn't just walking through the door. The name of the game is getting in the house. And if you are so competitive out there and you find yourself saying that I'm a competitive person, thank you, Nina. If you find yourself saying I'm a competitive person, oh yeah, we'll do whatever it takes to win, not being the only way to win. Get resourceful and get gritty. One of the things that we've lost in this cream puff new world with technology is our ability to love discomfort, is our ability to get a little grimy, a little street, if you ask me, that's what I call it. Seeing through things, finding opportunities. Think of the money as just one hole that's in the pocket. There's so many other ways to do it. So many other holes for people. This man then came back to me 4 days later and came to me today with five different ways that he could add value to my life and my program. And now he's going to be a part of my program. I just need to decide which way is going to bring me the most value. And now this man gets to be a part of my program. And for a lot of you out there that are waiting for a daddy to give you a break, they're waiting for your, you're just sitting around waiting. Well, congratulations. You will be on defense and more than likely sideline your entire life waiting. Remember, get in the house. It doesn't matter how. Be the burglar that figures out the most tricky little way. Andy Dufresne had a small chisel that turned and a poster of a chick that turned into a hole. It took him real long to dig. Every day, every night. Every night, no one knew about it till everyone saw that he was gone. Don't worry about how long it takes. Chop wood and carry water and keep fucking going like a tenacious, rabid dog with a smile on your face. Just visualizing what it's going to be like to get that outcome and stay on offense. Every day is offense. Every day you go up, when you're putting on your clothes, when you're washing your face, today's a great day for offense. I'm going to go play offense. Can't. Debt. All this stuff is defense. Stop thinking defense. Stop looking defense. And offense will come. The more time you have the ball on offense, the more time you give yourself a chance to win. And that's how you win the game of life. So simple. So easy to understand, I imagine. Not easy to execute. You have to get past your little self-talk. You have to get past feeling sorry for yourself. But God damn it. Paradise is well worth it. So go pay the tolls in hell so that you could go and enjoy the paradise. I got nothing else for you, because anything else I'm going to say is going to keep you from getting off your ass and taking action today. I love you. Go get them, baby. It's your day every goddamn day. I'll see you next week, you beautiful son of a bitches. Bye-bye.
The podcast is brought to you by WinCheck Studios. We are an all-in-one educational platform for podcasters that revolutionizes how hosts leverage content to increase engagement with listeners, downloads, and income. We come together to focus on community, collaboration, and collective impact. For more information on how you can interact directly with our hosts, access exclusive live content with offers you can't get anywhere else from our official partners, join our purpose-driven community by visiting www.winject.com. If you're ready to build a career doing what you love, then we're ready to see you there.